Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So can a diabetes drug prevent cancer and improve survival? That's a good question. Diabetics prescribed this particular drug have significantly lower incidence of all cancers compared to the general population. That should really catch our attention. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about what this drug is, how it works, and the proof that it could be a cancer prevention and survival drug. So what is it? What drug am I talking about? It's called metformin. It's a very common diabetic prescription drug. It reduces blood sugar levels by suppressing the sugar formation that can occur in your liver. And I know that's hard for people to grasp, but it's true. Your liver can actually make sugar and dump it into your bloodstream. Sugar is so important to your brain and your heart and your skeletal muscles, really to every cell in your body, that you have to maintain a nice optimal level in your bloodstream at all time. If you go too low, what we call hypoglycemia, you don't feel very good. You can get dizzy, sweaty, all that kind of stuff. Some of you may experience that. So the liver, in order to keep that blood sugar level at a nice range, has the ability to make sugar and then dump it into the bloodstream. And metformin, unlike the earlier diabetic drugs, what we call the sulfonylureas, metformin works more on the liver production of sugar, what is called gluconeogenesis, the production of sugar. So it does this amazing drug works by activating an enzyme called AMPK. AMPK, and that plays an important role in insulin signaling, systemic energy balance, and the metabolism of glucose and fats. When you activate AMPK, you're going to use up the sugar more than you are going to produce it, right? And so that's where it helps diabetics who tend to have high blood sugar levels. So activation of AMPK is one mechanism that may explain why diabetics prescribe metformin have sharply lower cancer rates. So let's talk about this connection. What is the connection then between optimal blood sugar and a lower risk of cancer? And I'm going to reverse that just for a second. We do know that diabetics, especially untreated diabetics that have years and years of high blood sugar levels, are at increased risk of cancers. And there's probably multiple mechanisms going on there. But once a cancer gets going and developing, these are rapidly growing tumors. They need a lot of energy, and they use that sugar for energy. So there's probably a connection between sugar, cancer growth, and progression. And so by bringing the sugar levels down with metformin, that's what you do for diabetics, we're seeing that decrease risk of cancer rates. So where's the proof of all this? Diabetics suffer sharply higher incidence of pancreatic cancer. I'm going to go with pancreatic cancer first, then non-diabetics, because this comes out of the MD Anderson Cancer Center, which is out there in Houston, where I grew up. So noticing or recognizing the fact that diabetics, especially the untreated ones, right, have a sharply higher incidence of pancreatic cancer, they wanted to look at what would happen if they could get these patients well controlled. They were using metformin, right? So they were saying, if we could use metformin, get these patients well controlled, bring those sugar levels down, what kind of impact could that have on the risk of pancreatic cancer, which we know is high in this population? So this controlled MD Anderson Cancer Center study, it doesn't get much better than that when it comes to cancer studies, the risk of pancreatic cancer was 62% lower in diabetics who took the metformin compared to those who never took it. Now, and that's an important statement because some people might think, well, wait a second, maybe it's just all about controlling sugar. I mean, maybe the older drugs would do the same thing, the sulfonylureas. Well, that's not the case. They, many of these patients were on other drugs, and the MD Anderson report was specific. It showed that it was the metformin that was providing this cancer risk reduction benefit. 62% lower in those taking the metformin. Why now? Okay. right there, you might think, well, why isn't this used more? Why isn't metformin being researched more? Well, you know, this is where it gets a little tough with chemotherapy research, and in the profits that are made from these drugs. We do believe that in order for something like metformin to receive the funding that is needed to really take the research to the next stage, to really look at good placebo-controlled studies, metformin versus other cancer drugs, it's really going to take a political and legal system that's going to have to change. You know, the Life Extension Foundation, I spent a lot of time with them. Human clinical research, this comes from a report that they put together. Human clinical research has long been oppressed in the United States by a variety of laws that really deny medical progress. And the few new therapies that are approved through the FDA really are mediocre, very expensive, and have lots of side effects. And the current system really represents the worst of all worlds when it comes to the kind of scientific advances that we need to finally start winning the war against cancer. Now, there was a 37-year delay in approving metformin for diabetes, a 37-year delay, okay? That provides a real-world example of how broken the political legal system is. So here was a drug, metformin, really showing lots of benefit in Europe for diabetics that took 37 extra years to be approved here in the United States. And now we can see that it benefits not just the lowering of blood sugar, but also could help with preventing cancer and improving survival. A major reason why so many cancer patients die today is this old, old regulatory system that causes effective therapies to be delayed or honestly just suppressed altogether. So we need more research. We need the funding. We need places like NIH to develop and fund the large cancer centers like MD Anderson to really look at the role that metformin is playing. And let's investigate more the role that sugar plays on cancer development, progression, and growth. So we really need more research. Now, in the meantime, are there things you can do? Because this, you know, I always want to give solutions. If you're suffering from cancer, if you have that diagnosis and you're interested in metformin, but you know your doctor is not going to just prescribe it to you, there are some non-prescription sugar controllers that you can check into. The first one, and these kind of act in a very similar way to metformin. I say similar, not exactly to the mechanism, but close. The first one is curcumin. That's the active compound from turmeric, the spice. If you love to cook, I'm sure you, I don't cook, I love to eat. I'm not a good cook, but I do like the spice, and I know that there's a compound in it called curcumin that can actually activate the AMPK, maybe even more than metformin. This is going to increase insulin sensitivity, you're going to handle sugar better, right? And it also, curcumin inhibits the sugar-producing genes in the liver. So curcumin might be that non-prescription alternative to metformin until we can get more metformin research. Another one would be chlorogenic acid. That is the key compound in green coffee beans. Now, green coffee beans are the young bean, and when you pull out that chlorogenic acid, it's a strong antioxidant. It inhibits an enzyme in the liver called glucose-6-phosphatase. Why is that important? That's the enzyme that the liver uses to dump out sugar. So by inhibiting that enzyme in the liver, you're controlling sugar better. Chlorogenic acid also inhibits sugar digesting enzymes, so you're getting less sugar into your bloodstream, and that's why it has some weight loss potential. So if you're looking for maybe that non-prescription alternative to metformin, try curcumin or chlorogenic acid from green coffee bean extract. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.